went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Tracy.
Oh, girl, yes.
Lo and behold, honey, it just keeps continuing out here in Madtown.
That's right, girl. The fact that it's hard to be vulnerable and to put yourself out there constantly.
I mean, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, dating today is like a side hustle. It's a job, but you don't get paid for it.
You don't. You know, it's like applying for a part-time job. Yes.
And it's a really sucky one, too,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, it is.
And that's why we have our girl Vicky on the phone this morning. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Girl, we want to hear about this date you went on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I met Joel. That's this guy. He's great. We met at a Badger tailgate.
Ooh.
We really hit it off at first, I thought. And we both loved the party. We both loved football. We're both like, you know, little social butterflies. So we decided to go on a first date, and we went to Brasserie V for dinner.
Ooh, I love that place.
Okay.
It was really good.
Yes.
And I don't know, we just had a really good conversation. We talked about everything. We talked about, we got a little deeper. We talked about our dating histories.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell him that I have an ex-husband. I was married for 10 years.
Okay.
But now I'm back in the dating scene, and you know, we just talked about everything, like our hobbies, our likes, and and from what I could tell, it went really well.
Mm.
And we even moved to the bar after dinner, and we had another drink. So I don't know. I thought it went great, and then nothing.
Well, I mean, first off, how's it being back in the dating world after being married 10 years?
That's a good question.
It's been good. You know, I like meeting new people. I've dated it's not like he's my first, you know, experience after my husband. Like,
sure.
I've been dating around, having a good time, meeting a lot of fun people. Nothing's really stuck yet. But
She has moved on from the ex.
She has.
It's a good thing.
You know, and I have friends that do that, you know, like right after, just to get back on the horse because it's been a while, you just date.
Right. And am I assuming correctly then that as far as your marriage was concerned, it fizzled out probably years before it actually did. So you emotionally, you're ready to get out there.
Right.
Yeah, by the time we fully ended, it was amicable.
Yeah, girl. So Joel sounds like a great guy. Again, a lot of in common. Go Badgers.
Yeah.
Woo!
Go but Badgers. Like you said, it just kind of things went south because, again, the date was great. Did you hug, kiss? What did you do at the end?
Yeah.
He just gave me a kiss on the cheek. I mean, it was really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, we didn't go too far. I mean, it was first date.
Okay.
Right. That's right.
No, it's respectful. Yeah. How long then has it been, girl, since last time you spoke to him?
2 weeks.
Okay. Mm. All right. So this is what Tracy and I will do. We will play a song.
Yes.
And then when we get back, we will call Joel. Hopefully he will answer.
Yeah.
And be like, who are these two crazy broads?
That's right.
You're so lucky today,
yes.
Mr. Joel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's happening next. Hopefully scoring a second date with Vicky and Joel next to Chris in Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We have Pretty Vicky.
Oh, yes, Pretty
on the
Vicky.
Phone. I know, right? That's her new
I
one.
I like it.
She sounds pretty.
She does.
She just has one of those voices.
She does.
Oh.
It's true.
Oh, she's like, girls, that's so
like,
nice. But it's true. Vicky's calling for a second date because she met Joel. Now, they met at a Badger tailgate game, which is probably where we were.
Probably.
The Hong Kong Cafe.
She was probably hanging out there.
That's
we saw people getting together.
Yes, we did. We knew this would happen.
We did.
But it's not. He's got some money because he took her to a nice restaurant.
He did. Yeah, I love Brasserie V. Yeah.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, you were married for 10 years. You're back in, you know, the game.
Yep.
And you felt like you had a very nice time with him.
Yeah.
I mean, you even moved to another place to go have another after dinner drink. You know what I mean? But it's been 2 weeks. So Tracy and I are going to call Joel and see something happen and we'll find out. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck, girl.
Hello?
Hi, is this
Hi.
Joel?
This is Joel. Who's this?
Oh. Hi, Joel.
Hey.
This is Krista, and this is Tracy, the very beautiful Tracy right here.
Hi.
She's, okay, girl.
Yeah.
Get yourself some.
Okay.
From Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are calling because, Joel, you just seem to be the catch of every girl's eye out here in Madison
right now.
That's Isn't that nice?
Okay.
Okay.
You're like the lucky winner of the day.
You are.
And we love to call hotties out here who are single because mm-hmm. we try to get them hooked up with the ladies.
Yeah.
And do you remember going out with a young lady because you met at a Badger tailgate game, had some great dinner by the name of Vicky?
Yes, I remember Vicky.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, that's good.
Well, you know, it's been 2 weeks. I mean, yeah. He still remembers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to, like, I don't know, give us the details on how this fabulous date went and then you just didn't get back to her ever again?
Yeah. We'd love to hear about that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I thought the date was going really well. Mm-hmm. We did have a pretty good time. However, you know, she really talked a lot about her exes, which this is our first date going out together. Yeah. So I just didn't, I don't know, I didn't think that that's where the most of our conversation was going to go, but by the sounds of it, it seems like she's someone who collects exes. From her dating history, it seemed like
what?
Every guy that she dates, usually the relationship would last about 2.5 months and then it wouldn't work out, but she would like really want to be friends with them, and most of the guys that she mentioned, she's like, yeah, we still hang out and we're still friends, and pretty much all her friends are guys that she's dated for 2.5 or 3 months. And I don't know, I just found that to be a red flag. It wasn't really something that I was really looking for. But so I didn't think it was going to work.
So I get that. You know, talking about your exes, I mean, really, there's no purpose on a first date. I mean, maybe her ex-husband.
It's good to, like, know people's history and stuff, but it sounds like she has a lot of exes, though. It's not, like, one or two.
She told me about the ex-husband first, but then she went on to talk about every other, like,
ex-guy
that she dated after him, and that there was, like, at least, like, 5.
Wow.
Did you face-stalk her? I'm just curious. Yeah. Did you go on her Facebook and stalk her?
Yeah.
You did.
Did where so we have did. Mutual friends. So like I could see a little bit of her Facebook, but we didn't even add each other on Facebook yet.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Well, that could be a very true thing. Maybe she trends the exes, and maybe it's like there's people on Facebook that believe, ooh, if I got 3,000 friends, that means I have 3,000 friends. No, don't. You don't know who half those people are.
You don't.
No.
Exactly. And I feel like I've heard this term, collecting exes.
Collecting exes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This is definitely not a collect call, but she is on the other line. Her name is Vicky. Say good morning, Vicky.
This is so awkward. Yay. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I guess I don't think of it as like collecting exes. I thought like I'm just like a grown up. When I date somebody and it doesn't work out, I don't need to like hate them. We're just friends.
Just put them on Facebook. It's true, Joel. You are on a second date update, so you're welcome for that. Number one,
she heard everything.
So, well, Vicky, Joel. I don't know. What he's not seeing it that way, honey.
Yeah,
you might. I don't think I dated that much.
I get keeping things cordial and whatnot, but I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable with dating someone who's friends with all their exes. That's just not because regardless of what your motives may be, their motives may be different. And I just
Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
How do you feel about your exes? Do they hate you? I don't understand.
We just go our separate ways, and we don't. I mean, we're cool, but there's no need for a friendship. I don't need to be friends with all my exes.
That's true.
Maybe one or two, but not all 5 or 6. Yeah. After my ex.
You sound more like I knew Tracy was going to chime in that you because you agree with stuff like this.
Okay, so I agree, Joel, because I think when you're just out dating, like let's say you're dating multiple people. Why would I keep in touch with all those people?
Can you imagine dating multiple people at once?
Well, not at one time. I'm not saying at one time. I mean, I've been in the position where you're dating people for a year, 2 years.
Well,
you're dating different people. Mm-hmm. I'm not keeping in touch with all of them because it didn't work out.
Well, yeah, because they didn't make all the checklists. You know, check mark here,
it just didn't work. Profound long-term relationships, I could see that, you know. But, I'm kind of on Joel's...
But Vicky went out with these people because she had somewhat of a connection, even though it didn't work out. So
no,
she's
awesome.
Like, hey, let's just be friends. So I could see her side, too. So
here's
the thing. We want to know if you two want to like push all those other people on Facebook away from your dating world and go on another date.
Yeah.
Vicky is calling you, Joel, to see if you would like to.
I mean, I just... If you're going to continue being friends with all your exes, I just don't want to be a part of that. It's cool. Like, no bad vibes. It's go on and do your thing, but I just don't want to be a part of that. It's only led in the past to bad situations, and that's sort of where I draw the line. So
you feel like she might be collecting you, huh?
Like, ooh, maybe good one.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking.
This is
huh,
a collect
Joel?
Call yeah. from
I you're one of my exes.
I wouldn't say that is the main reason, but.
Please deposit money.
You're one of my exes.
All right, so obviously this is not going to pan out because right. I don't see Vicky giving that up.
No. Yeah, she's I'm cool. friends with that's them. Cool. It's fine.
I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, see that? They're mature about
they're
it.
They're very mature.
Yes.
The whole conversation, everything. That's why I'm always bummed out when these things don't work.
I know. Well, they suck.
I really try.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah.
Well, we failed. We're failures. We are failures.
No. Yeah, right now, today, yes.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.